Proclamation number 4022 of 13th of April, 1947. Soul shaking. Exams. God's love. The countercurrent which touches my servants on earth from the kingdom of darkness is often able to cause strong mental upheavals. And yet, this is permitted by me, for the human being is thereby driven to increased struggle and his soul detaches itself from the material world the easier the more it takes refuge in me in prayer. This is a necessity, often not recognized by people as being beneficial, as painful as a medical intervention but which can preserve life. I certainly take care of my own physically but each person has to take care of his soul himself, and so that he will not tire in his work I will let tests come over him which, so to speak, force him to become active and yet only testify to my love. For the soul already achieves a higher degree of maturity on earth if it is turned towards me in every trial and takes refuge in me. My adversary certainly likewise wrestles for this soul and tries to make it fall away. He tries to tempt it with earthly fulfillments. He also has the strength to grant earthly fulfillment which is then applied when the soul gives up on me. When the desire for earthly happiness and well-being predominates and the world appears more appealing to the human being than the devotion of my love and grace, which the human being purely physically does not feel. And thus the human being can certainly obtain earthly happiness but then he sells his soul for it. But I no longer let my own go from me, I keep them so that they will no longer get lost to me. And I give them what I have promised, the peace which the world cannot give them. If only they resist the temptation, if I am more to them than the world. And my own will never ever want to give me up either, because the strength of my love has already become effective in them and worldly pleasures cannot give them a substitute for it. Therefore, whatever suffering and affliction earthly life still brings, accept it as wanted or permitted by me and know that it is only for your own good, that it is only intended to increase your soul's maturity. Don't complain and grumble but be happy in the certainty that you nevertheless possess my love, which would be an irreplaceable loss if you lost it, for this means darkness for eternity. But thus you will stand in the light, you will be exceedingly happy, permeated by my love, once you have ended earthly life. You will find constant fulfillment of your longing. Your soul will live for eternity and it will never ever need to live in want because my love will grant it everything to make it happy. Love, light and strength. For no eye has ever seen and no ear ever heard what I have prepared for those who love me. Amen.